Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to continue to talk Battle Baseball. We've done this over the last couple of days. Going back to Monday when we heard from manager Derek Martinez, and over the last few days we've had seven players on. We're going to get the remaining four players. That way we can hear everyone's perspective. And so we have four more joining us right now in studio as they prepare to head to New York on August 14th for the World Series. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Jason Cowley. And Jason, it's great to get you back in. I know we got to talk before the tournament, and so now that it's all over with, it's great to get you back in to get your thoughts on the way things went. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Obviously, the outcome that you had anticipated, you guys all had this thought that you guys would, in fact, get this win, and you did. So when you go back and you look at it, what was kind of the magic touch for you guys to come out on top?
We all came out the last couple days, hit as good as we have the whole year. Like, everybody was on point.
I think that's kind of been the story, right? Everyone that we have talked to, you guys had to hit the ball.
Yeah.
There was no question about it because pitching was going to be a cause of concern going through that one loss bracket. You got to play multiple positions, so you see it from behind home plate. You got to spend some time on the mound. You saw the hot corner. You saw the outfield. When you guys fall into the one loss bracket and you're relying on different pitchers, how does that change for you behind home plate, or does it at all?
It kind of changes because, like, different pitchers, their curveballs move different and they throw like different velocities. So, yeah.
You obviously have to frame, right, when you're behind home plate.
Yeah, I gotta get my pitcher some calls.
Talk me through that. Walk me through your process and how to frame pitches and what you've picked up over the last couple of years being behind home plate.
That you gotta get the umpire to like you before. I'm not very good at getting the umpire to like me, but you got to get the umpire to like you before they'll give you like close calls and stuff like that.
When you're trying to frame a pitch, you got to be quick with your hands, right?
Yeah.
Is that the most elementary thing of the whole deal? Be fast, make sure it looks like it's coming over home plate. How do you learn that skill?
I have really good coaches, and I've caught like my entire baseball life.
Yeah, so you got a lot of experience behind home plate.
Yeah.
We talked about having to play the outfield, also having to play third base and pitch. What's your favorite? Where do you like being?
Probably third base.
How come?
Because I like the hard hit balls to me, and like when they throw the ball around, like around the horn, I like getting the first one every time.
I would assume that you saw pretty similar things in the past, right? Specifically playing at the state level. I'm sure you've seen some really, really big talent. But in comparison, at third base, talk about some of the balls coming at you, the speed, the power that they're coming at you. Was it any different for you in this tournament than what you guys had seen?
No, it's not really any different because we went to BB Corps bats instead of USSSA. And the USSSA bats hit balls very hard.
Are you a fan of that?
No, not at this age.
Not at this age. Well, when you guys finally get the tournament win, what was that like for you?
It was like probably one of my favorite memories of my life.
Yeah.
Coolest experience ever.
Not many people have been able to say that they're Pacific Southwest regional champs.
Yeah.
And not many people have the opportunity to go to New York and play on this stage. What are you most excited about?
Probably getting to meet new players and playing teams we've never seen before.
Yeah. Traveling that far with this group of guys, is that fun?
Yeah, I love my team.
Who's the goofy guy on a trip this far?
Probably James.
That's the guy you got to watch out for?
Yeah.
The practical joke guy?
Yeah. He's crazy.
Jason, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. It's great to hear from you once again. It's great to hear your perspective on winning the tournament, and again, as you talk about it, getting ready to prepare for New York, it's got to be exciting, man. What are you doing in the meantime? Are you working on your game more? Are you relaxing? What are you doing between now and then?
Since then, we've only had one practice, but yeah, I've been relaxing, had to go to football, but not really doing much there.
Yeah, it's a busy time, right, with school starting up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, congratulations. I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we got Mason Powell standing by now. Mason, I know you're a little injured right now. Radio is not TV, so they can't see that your arm is in a sling.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you are hoping that you will get to play when you go to New York, at least in some fashion.
Yeah.
How has that been, kind of being maybe more of an emotional type teammate in the dugout rather than being out on the field?
Oh, it's been fun and boring at sometimes because I wish I was out there on the field, but it's fun trying to hype up my teammates, get them to do as best they can so we can win.
You've got the best seat in the house, right? So you go back to the Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament. You got the best seat in the house. You're in the dugout. I want to get your perspective on the way things went because early on, big win, right? Lose a game that this team probably should have won in the second game of the tournament against Hawaii. From that point on, what was the demeanor like in the dugout after that loss?
I think it was just like they didn't want to lose again because they know if they lose again, they're out. So we just turned it up as much as we could and just played the best baseball I've really seen us play in a while.
You're not out there on the field, but you get to see the guys coming in or leaving the dugout, and so I'm sure you noticed demeanor, right? You noticed attitudes. You can tell when things are going right from your view.
Yeah.
At what point did you say, man, we're going to win this thing?
I really thought we were going to win it after our first loss, honestly, because I didn't see any single team beating us other than that Hawaii team, and then we played that Hawaii team again, and we just came out with like a chip on our shoulder and just played the best baseball I've seen us play again.
You've been around the game a long time. You've played as long as I've known you. You've been playing baseball, right? Yeah. Is this the most exciting win that you've ever been a part of?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's saying something because you played baseball for a long time.
Yeah.
What about New York excites you now? Because even if you get to play sparingly, right? Even if you get a pinch run, right? What excites you about getting to go to that stage and play?
I think it's just exciting because it's like almost once in a lifetime that you get to go to New York and play baseball. Which this is our second time, but I think it's just exciting because we're not going to be able to do it a lot. So
yeah, definitely is once in a lifetime. And when you look at how many teams from this area have done this before, you guys being the first, how cool is that?
I think it's cool because you know people been playing baseball for I don't even know how long, and we're the third team ever from Utah. So.
Yeah, yeah. Is there pride knowing that we're the first from Carbon County to do this? Is that something you're really proud of?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a baseball community, and we've had some great teams and some great players come through here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mason, I know that it's got to be tough not being out there on the field, but in the same sense, being one of those leaders from the dugout, I mean, that's probably a different perspective and a good experience, I would assume.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys have fun in New York. I appreciate you taking out the time to come in, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We still have a couple of other players we want to hear from today as we round out the Battle Baseball roster. Next up, we have Jason Urbanek, who is joining us. And Jason, it's great to get you back in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we got to talk to you last week or 2 weeks ago before going into the tournament. Actually, we talked to you after a win, I believe, is when we got to talk with you. Give me your perspective, getting the tournament win and what that meant.
It was kind of surreal. Like, it was hard to get there. Once we got there, though, we had the confidence to win. It was fun, though. Really fun.
I've asked all the guys, at what point did you know, hey, we're going to win this tournament? And they all pretty much have said, after that first loss, they felt like we're going to win this thing. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Yes.
That's wild, right? After a loss that you guys had that attitude that you were going to bounce back and take care of business. What was it about that loss that told you, this is the team to get this done?
We just wanted it more than anybody else. I think we wanted to get back at Hawaii because they had beat us and we don't like to lose, so.
And that was a game you should have won.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was a game you guys probably should have won. Even in that game, I had the feeling you guys were going to come back and win, especially when it went into extra innings. I felt like you guys were going to win that game. I'm sure you guys have that attitude out on the field at all times, right? You're never going to lose a game.
No, yeah, I mean, for sure. If you think you're going to lose, then there's no point of being on the field.
Yeah. As far as wins and where this ranks for you, I've got to ask a couple of guys this. I mean, your whole life has been about baseball and sports, right? Where does that win to solidify the championship? Where does that rank for you?
It's pretty high up there. There's not much of a better feeling than beating teams from across the West Coast.
Yeah, and qualifying to go to New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about the celebration after you guys get the win. What was that like out there on the field?
Pretty good until Jacko dropped the water. He dropped it and everybody was like, no. It was bad. He dropped it and it just all over. It was horrible.
As far as going to New York, what are you looking forward for the most?
Playing some of these bigger teams. Like, I think there's a team from...
There's one from Australia.
Australia. Yeah. And then there's a New England team, I think. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty big teams from spread out across the world.
It's the best in the world, right? That's what's great. You guys get to go play among the best in the world. And so there's got to be some pride in that, right? Knowing that you're the first team from Carbon County to accomplish this, you probably get to hold your head a little higher knowing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the positions that you got to play, so we saw you at first, third, but of course catcher as well. Was it any different than what you guys had seen the week prior at that state tournament, or was the competition pretty much on key with what you thought?
The competition was pretty much what we thought. It's a lot better than the state was, though. It was a hard tournament.
Yeah. You guys scored a boatload of runs. Yeah. You guys scored 75 runs or something to that nature. Defensively, you guys were also on point. I wanted to get your perspective on that because we get to talk to Rigdon here in a moment, who spent some time on the mound. But when you look at what you guys managed to do defensively, were you happy with the way the team performed in the field?
Yeah, for the most part, we didn't have very many errors. Mm-hmm. I think in the one Hawaii game that we won, we had maybe like 3 strikeouts, and the rest was the rest of our team helping out our pitchers.
Yeah. Is there a spot that you would rather play moving forward? Catcher, third, first? Where do you like to be?
Catcher.
Yeah. That's always been your spot, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jason, congratulations on getting the win. And again, thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Let's bring in Rigdon Roten next. Rigdon, you and I got to talk after your first win on the mound. And then, boy, you guys had to go deep in the pitching arsenal going into that one loss bracket. Everybody kind of had to throw a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
How did your arm feel when everything was all said and done at the end of the tournament?
It actually felt really good after the tournament. For this tournament, all of us felt like our arms were just on point.
I think a lot of that had to do with playing at home, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're at home and your crowd's cheering you on, gives you that extra motivation to keep going and pushing through.
Coach Martinez was talking about that earlier in the week. He said, man, we had a lot of fans out. I mean, we're going down first baseline, third baseline. There were fans in the outfield. There were fans everywhere for this event.
Yeah, there was, especially for that championship game.
Do you remember the crowd noise when you guys won? Do you remember, like, the roar of the crowd? Did you hear that at all?
Yeah, it was so loud. Oh, yeah, we all came in. Everybody was throwing water around, celebrating. It was so loud. Everybody was cheering.
Does it give you goosebumps just thinking about that moment?
Yeah.
That's got to be the most thrilling win you've ever had, right?
Yeah, for sure. Winning regionals, nobody's ever done that. I mean, it's very slight chance that people have, yeah.
Yeah, that's never happened here.
Yeah.
Right? So you guys were the first. Now that you are preparing to go to New York, have you looked at any team that you may see? Have you looked at any of the competition, knowing what you may be up against?
No, not really, because people are still going through the tournaments. Yep. And
I know there's only a couple of teams that have qualified up to this point. But what has the coaching staff told you guys about this next step? What have they told you guys in as far as prepping and what to expect?
To expect good teams and good defenses and good hitting, and to try to do our best and do the best that we can, and be ready for this next tournament.
I remember talking to you after the first win, and I asked you how much easier it is to pitch when you have the lead, when you get run support. You guys gave run support to literally every single pitcher outside of the one game against Hawaii where there was only 2 runs scored, but you guys scored in bulk really throughout this tournament. That has to make it easier.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Yeah.
And even in that last game, you guys were up so big going into the seventh inning that you probably had to feel like it's inevitable. We got this in the bag.
Yeah. I mean, when you do have that big of a lead and it is the championship game, like, the nerves all are running, but it really calms everybody down, and keeps everybody going, like staying on point.
Was there a time in that championship game where you finally felt relaxed out there on the field?
In that last inning, Jacko was pitching and he struck first person out or something, and we got the first two outs and everybody was like, oh yes, we're gonna win this for sure.
Yeah, it's better to be on that side of the scoreboard than the other, right? That's for sure, specifically in that moment. Rigdon, congratulations. I know you played all over the place. You played every outfield position as well as pitcher and third, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it fun knowing that you guys had to play so many games in such little time that you were going to be used all over the field? Is that fun?
Yeah, it's fun playing everywhere because you get experience all the places and get to make some awesome plays.
Well, thank you for taking out the time to come in. I know that we'll probably catch up again after New York, but enjoy it. You guys have definitely earned it, and I know everybody in Carbon County is certainly proud. So, Rigdon, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been great talking Battle Baseball throughout the week. You can listen to all of these interviews as they are archived on our podcast center, CastleCountryRadio.com. Just look up Drive Time Sports, and you can listen to all of these interviews. I know it's Major League Baseball's trade deadline, and a lot is going on in the MLB, but we've got to pause for just a moment because we have a very well-known guest coming on next segment. We're going to talk college football with Phil Steele. He is the author of Phil Steele's College Football Preview, which is out in stores right now. We'll talk Utah, BYU, Utah State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and the national scene. That's what's coming up when we return to Tribe Time Sports, and we are live from the Sutherland Studios.